What a day that the Father has given unto us. We want to continue to thank God for the prophetic word that the Lord has sent. And these trying times is the time that the Lord is looking at our commitment to Him. Praise be to God. Hallelujah. You know, it is the trying times that you know whether you love God or you don't love Him. Praise be to God. But our commitment to our Lord needs to stay the same in season and out of season. Praise be to God. Even in difficult times, we need to serve Him. We need to worship Him even more and more and more and more and more. Because there is eternity in worship. There is an eternity in worship. Hallelujah. Amen. 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 Hallelujah. Amen. 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 Go with me to the book of Proverbs chapter 3 verse 9. Go with me to the book of Proverbs chapter 3 verse 9. Praise be to God. Proverbs chapter 3 verse 9. Father, I commit this word that I'm about to share with your children in your able hand, that Father Lord, may you anoint it with power, may you anoint it with strength, may you anoint it with grace, that Father, it will go out and accomplish your purposes in the name of Jesus. I pray, mighty God, for the infilling of the Holy Spirit to the level of understanding the message that I'm about to share, that Father Lord, I speak grace to understand, I speak grace to comprehend in the name of Jesus. I give you praise, I give you honor, for I'm just a vessel. May you use me at this time, at this hour, for your glory, to speak to the lives of your children in Jesus' mighty name. Again, greetings to all of you wherever you're watching from, whether you're watching from YouTube or in our radio, hallelujah, or later on in our radio or in the Twitch, hallelujah. We are live in Twitch, we are live in Periscope, we are live in YouTube, and greetings to all of you wherever you're watching from in the name of Jesus. Greetings to all of you who are watching from YouTube or Facebook or Periscope or Twitch, hallelujah. Send my greetings to you. The one that is speaking to you is Pastor Lenny Weary. Welcome to RTD Church International. Hallelujah. Today I want to speak on a subject that sometimes we often doesn't take seriously, is the power of fast fruits. Praise be to God. Hallelujah. The power of fast fruits. Hallelujah. You know, most of the time I've been doing a study, and when you ask people, do you know what fast fruit is? Hallelujah. And many people have no idea. Praise be to God. A lot of people are giving their tithes to the Lord, which is good. Praise be to God. But there's one thing that a lot of people forget to abide with, forget to do. Praise be to God. Is giving their fast fruits to the Lord. Praise be to Jesus. Their fast fruits to the Lord. Why is it important for us to give our fast fruits to the Lord? Hallelujah. Why is it important? Why does the Lord want His children to give their fast fruits to the Lord? Praise be to God. Hallelujah. So the first fruits was an institution that the Lord enacted that was supposed to be practiced with the children of Israel. And I want us to go back to the word, hallelujah, to the word of God, to have the background of what it was, really was. Praise be to God. Let us go, let us go to Exodus 23 verse 16. Go with me to the book of Exodus 23 verse 16. Hallelujah. You shall keep the feast of harvest of the first fruits of your labor, of what you sow in the field. You shall keep the feast of ingathering at the end of the year, when you gather in from the field the fruit of your labor. Three times in the year shall all your males appear before the Lord. Praise be to Jesus. You shall not offer the blood of my sacrifice with, let me just stick into the upper place. Praise be to Jesus. You shall keep the feast of harvest of the first fruits of your labor. Praise be to God. Hallelujah. For example, if you are a farmer, hallelujah, you know, there's a time that when you harvest your crop, there's a portion that you're supposed to present before the Lord. Hallelujah. The first portion, like you take the best of the best as a sample. Praise be to God. Hallelujah. And you bring it before the Lord as a first fruit. Hallelujah. The best of the best. Why? Because the first fruits belong to the Lord. Praise be to Jesus. Hallelujah. A lot of people are forgetting this command, are forgetting this instruction, but there's a reason why God commanded the first fruits to be presented before Him. Praise be to God. Hallelujah. You know, I've been in a place where I've had an actual experience of farming. Hallelujah. I remember while I was staying with my late grandmother, we used to do farming. And at the end, when harvest reached, praise be to God, I could see my grandmother could gather the best of the maize, hallelujah, and she could put them in a basket and bring them before the Lord, praise be to God, as a first fruits to the Lord, praise be to Jesus Christ. At that time, I wasn't even born again. I couldn't understand much, praise be to God, what was going on. But I believe the Lord was teaching me the importance of first fruits. Praise be to God. You know, in Seventh Adventists, they always have what they call kite. Now is when I understand that what they were doing was practically according to the word of God, that annually the children of Israel had to gather their harvest, the best of their harvest, and present it before the Lord and bring it before the Lord of hosts, that the Lord may bless them, that the Lord may be gracious to them, that the Lord may be favorable, that favor may descend on them. Praise be to God. Hallelujah. You know, it is very important to give your first fruits to the Lord. Praise be to God. It is very, very important, because the first fruit belong to Jesus. The first fruits belong to the Lord. Hallelujah. Even the firstborn were to be presented before the Lord. Praise be to Jesus. The firstborn in Israel were to be presented before the Lord because of that reason. Praise be to God. Because the firstborn is the strength of a man. Praise be to God. Hallelujah. And that strength of a man has to appear before the Lord, because those are men that God want to use, that God want to anoint, that God want to inspire. Praise be to God. Hallelujah. But most of the time, even as parents, we forget to bring our children before the Lord. Hallelujah. There is a reason why God says bring your firstborn to the Lord. Hallelujah. Because He wants to put a mark in their lives. He wants to put a hand in their life, that they may be used for the glory of God. Praise be to Jesus. Hallelujah. And if you have given the first to the Lord, the rest will be blessed. Praise be to God. If you have given the first to the Lord, the rest will be blessed. Praise be to Jesus. Hallelujah. You know, the first is the one that opens the womb. Hallelujah. And when the first has come out, praise be to God, the rest will eventually come out. Praise be to God. Sometimes when we deny God the first, we close the door for the rest. Praise be to God. Hallelujah. You know, sometimes you might be crying for God to bless you with that job. You might be crying to God to bless you with that career. But the moment you got that career, you forgot to bring your first fruit to the Lord. Praise be to God. You forgot to bring that first salary to the Lord. I shall thank you and say, Lord, this is my first fruit that I am bringing towards you, that Father, this is the first salary I've ever received in this job, and I wanted to bring it to you. I want to dedicate it to you as a sacrifice of thanksgiving unto the Lord. Praise be to God. A lot of people forget about that. They forget to return back to the Lord and say, Father, I have been crying to you to bless me with this job, but now you have blessed me with this job, and this is my first salary. I am bringing it towards the Lord. I am dedicating it towards the Lord as a sacrifice of thanksgiving. Hallelujah. You know, it is very powerful when you do that, praise be to God, for a number of reasons. Just because God has given you the job does not mean you will be able to keep it. Praise be to God. Just because God has given you something does not mean that you will be able to keep it. Praise be to God. There are people that have cried for God to give them a husband or to give them a wife, praise be to God, that they were not able to keep. Praise be to Jesus. The keeping side will depend on you. Yes, God can give you a gift. God can give you whatever you desire, praise be to God, but it will take your diligence to keep what you have received from the Lord. Praise be to God. There's a lot of people that are receiving a lot from the Lord, but they are not able to maintain, they are not able to nourish, they are not able to grow what God has put in their hands. Praise be to God. Because if you are not following instruction, the enemy will come and steal what belongs to you. Praise be to God. If you fail to abide with the covenants of God, if you fail to abide with the instructions of God, the enemy still has capability of coming and stealing what belongs to you. Hallelujah. Because the devil is known as the thief. Is known as the thief. His ministry is stealing. Praise be to God. Hallelujah. You know, the Bible says he comes to steal, to destroy. That is the ministry of the devil. So the devil is not just a mere thief, he's a robber. The devil is a robber. Praise be to God. Hallelujah. And he will make sure that he steals from you if you don't follow the instruction of God. You know, sometimes we get so excited, but our eyes begin to focus in the best that is supposed to be dedicated to the Lord. Hallelujah. Do you know, if you don't dedicate the best to the Lord, even the rest that you have left that you thought you're gonna eat, the devil will begin to steal it away from you. Haba shakata. If you fail to dedicate the best, hallelujah, you fail to bring your children before the Lord, you fail to bring your daughter before the Lord, you fail to bring your son before the Lord, and God has blessed you with many other sons, hallelujah, glory be to God, you will begin to see one by one the devil stealing their mind to alcoholism, the devil stealing their mind to early death, the devil stealing their mind to many things, praise be to God, to drug addiction, praise be to Jesus, to useless lives, because you fail to give the best to God. You know, when you fail to give the best to God, even the things, the rest will be stolen away from you. Hallelujah. Praise be to God. And that's why we have to present our first fruits to the Lord. That very thing that God bless you for the first time, praise be to God, bring it before the Lord, that the Lord may bless it, that the Lord may put his signature on it. Praise be to God. Hallelujah. The Lord that giveth is also the Lord that can take away. Praise be to Jesus. Hallelujah. If God sees that you don't have an heart of thanksgiving, he can take the very thing that he has given you away. Hallelujah. Praise be to Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Hallelujah. Glory be unto Jesus. Seketeri da basanda, makusha kalaba seketeri rebusa tarababusa, manta tekele kata tata tata, zenge dele baranta bazike tekele keteri basanta da 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 da, monto bozike tete tete te, zegele baranta basike. The book of Leviticus 23:10, the Bible says, "Speak to the people of Israel and say to them, when you come into the land that I give you and reap its harvest, you shall bring the sheaf of the first fruits of your harvest to the priest." Hallelujah. You shall bring the sheaf of the first fruits of your harvest to the priest. Praise be to God. Look at what you have harvested. Hallelujah. And get the best out of it and bring it and present it before the Lord. Present it before the Lord. Praise be to God. Give it to the Lord. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Hallelujah. Glory, 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 glory. Riba shatura ba santa la ba katelikete. Riba babu santa la ba site riba zanda. In the book of Deuteronomy chapter 26 verse 1, the Bible says, offerings of first fruits and tithes. When you come into the land that the Lord your God is giving you for an inheritance and have taken possession of it and live in it. Praise be to God. Hallelujah. You shall take some of the first of all the fruit of the land. You shall take some of the first of all the fruit of the land which you harvest from your land that the Lord your God is giving you, and you shall put it in. You shall put it in a basket. Oh, you shall put it in a basket. How prophetic it is. And you shall go to the place that the Lord your God will choose to make his name to dwell there. And you shall go to the priest who is in office at the time and say to him, I declare today to the Lord your God that I have come into the land that the Lord swore to our fathers to give us. Then the priest shall take the basket from your hand and set it down before the altar of the living God. Hakashabarada. Manto barite kele katana mazande de keteleya. I know you might be in a place you may say, I don't have money to give to the Lord, but you are doing farming. You are in a region where you are doing farming. You are planting the crops. You are planting maize. You are planting groundnuts. You are planting fruits. You are planting oranges. You are planting mangoes. Praise be to God. At the time of the harvest, praise be to God, hallelujah, make sure to take the first of all the fruit, the first, the ones that come the best of all of it, the best of your crop, the best of your maize, the best of your sweet potato, the best of your beans. Praise be to God. Put it in a basket. These practices are still going on as we speak today. Praise be to God, hallelujah. Put it in a basket and bring it to the house of God and make the man of God know that you have brought a first fruit before the Lord. Hallelujah. These are ways where how to break poverty away from our homes. If you don't practice this thing, there is no way you will be able to break from poverty. It is not just about prayer. It's about dedicating your harvest before the Lord. It's about dedicating your job before the Lord. Praise be to God. Hallelujah. You know, there are people that are the first thing they receive when they receive that job. They never thought of bringing their first fruit. You know, that job was your first fruit to the Lord. You are supposed to bring your salary, your first salary of that job, because that job will be bringing in carrying income. In carrying income, praise be to God. So the first of your job is that the first salary you ever receive, hallelujah, from your employer. Wrap it together. Bring it before the Lord. It's not that the pastor wants your money, but you want to secure that job. You want to secure that career. You want to secure your income life. Hallelujah. Because there is a venger outside there. There is a thief outside there that doesn't want you to keep that job. There are bad men outside there. There are bad women in that office that will not want you to keep that job. And if that job is not dedicated before the Lord, there will arise problems on top of problems until you feel like getting. Not because that the Lord did not give you the job, but because you fail to dedicate your first fruits to the living God. Praise be to Jesus. When your first fruits is in the hand of God, the hand of God will make sure his hand rest upon your resources. God will make sure that his hand rest upon your job, and no arm will be able to take that job away from you, because the hand of God is upon your income. The strength of God will be upon your income. The favor of God will be upon your income. The grace of God will be upon your income. It is not easy to give your first fruits to the Lord. I know if you are a farmer, you might have had this experience. You know, sometimes when you do the harvest, you look at what you have done, the harvest. Some are the best of the best. When you look at them, you're like, wow, look at this maize. Look how big it is. Look how clean it is. Look at how this mango is. Hallelujah. Take that sample. Pick that sample. Pick it. Eh? Put it in a kikapu. Put it in a basket. Makusha talabazanda. Make a teri da bazanda. The Bible says, search for where the man of God is. Search for your pastor. Search for the house where you fellowship. Hallelujah. Bring it before the Lord. Ha-ha-ba-shika tarabasande. Let me read it again. When you come into the land that the Lord your God is giving you for an inheritance and have taken possession of it and lived in it, you shall take some, not all, that some, makashuka tarabasandi, of the first of all the fruit of the ground, of all, not that some, of all. So if you are planting mango, take some of mango. If you are planting maize, to take some of maize. If you are planting sugar cane, take some of sugar cane. Hallelujah. I know it may sound crazy, but there is something about God. God stands with his word. God backs his word. God honors his word. The Bible says he honors his word above his name. Praise be to Jesus Christ of Nazareth. I want to tell you, challenge God with his word, not with mediocrity, not with gossip. Challenge God with his word, because it stands to be true that it stands with the word of God from generation to generation. God never fails the generation that stands with the Holy Scriptures. God never fails the generation that practices his word. God never fails the generation. It doesn't matter the background where you are coming from. It doesn't matter whether your families eat with poverty. But when your first fruits is at the altar, it doesn't matter what demon doesn't want you to succeed. It doesn't matter what power that doesn't want you to succeed. Hallelujah. The Lord Almighty will deal with them. The fire of the Lord will deal with them. And that's what the Bible said, bring it to the altar. There is a reason why that sacrifice has to appear before the altar. And not only is that sacrifice supposed to be appear before the altar, but they are supposed to be an appointed priest, not some other man, not some men calling themselves men of God, but they are not men of God. They have to be official, ordained men of God that operate under the unction of the Spirit of God. Hallelujah. That are supposed to present that sacrifice before the living God and present it before the altar of God and decree the blessings of God that add riches and add your sorrow upon your sacrifices, and you begin to see what God will begin to do in your life. You will begin to see the kind of acceleration that God will put into your life. Amen. Hallelujah. You are supposed to bring your first fruits. And the Bible says, look for a place where there is my servant who operate in my office. Praise be to God. Hallelujah. You cannot say that, you know me, I am a giver. You know, last time I took my food to the orphans. I took my food to the widow. This is not about the widow. This has to come before the altar. You know, the problem we have as our generation, we fail to follow the instruction of God because our head is so thick. We think we know too much, but we know nothing. Praise be to God. It is very important to follow the instruction of God if you want to be blessed. You have to follow the instruction to the latter. The Bible says, seek ye a place where I have established my servant, and bring your first fruits of all of your fruits, and bring it to the Lord. Hallelujah. And present them before the altar. And after presenting them before the altar, you have to let the man of God know that what have you brought.
You know, sometimes don't just bring something and throw it at the altar and don't speak about it. Hallelujah. First fruit is so special. You know, it is the first fruit that the Bible tells me you need to tell the man of God that you have brought the first fruit, because there is a kind of special prayer that the man of God is supposed to decree upon the first fruit that is not unusual. Makatarabasata, meketekelekataya, because the first fruit is the one that opens the womb. Makatarabasataka, meketekelekataya yakata. And when the first fruit is blessed, all other doors shall open. All other doors that have failed in your life, they shall open, because the first in your life has been dedicated at the altar. The first in your life is presenting a fire, a continuous fire. Makatarabasata, meketelekatonda delesha, mandobozikatelekata, manta barata basia tedia. So when you bring your first fruit before the Lord, oh basakatarabasande, it doesn't matter whether the pastor is too busy. Tell the pastor, I am standing here at the altar with my basket, because there is something you are supposed to do. I have brought something before the Lord. Abakatosiatarabasande, mekatarabasata. It doesn't matter whether you are coming from a mega church. It is you are supposed to stand there and say, man of God, I have brought something unusual. I have brought my first fruit before the Lord, and I want you to speak a word upon it. I want you to speak blessing upon it, because I am tired of living the way I am living. I am tired of living in the footsteps of poverty. I want the lives of my children changed. I want the lives of my family changed. I want to walk in the glory of God. I want to walk in the mercies of God. I want to walk in the provision of God. I want to walk in the will of the Father, the will of the Son. I am a child of the covenant, and today I am bringing my first fruit before the Lord to connect myself with the covenant God. You know, sometimes some things are not working in our lives because we are not connected with covenant. We are not connected with covenant. And because we are not connected with covenant, we struggle too much, and you begin to blame the economy. There's nothing wrong with the economy. Stop blaming the politicians. There's nothing wrong with the politicians. Why are people becoming millionaires and billionaires in the same country where people are dying in poverty? The problem is not the economy. The problem is you are not connected with your God. You are not connected with covenant. You are not connected with instruction. And that's why you are suffering, because you are not connected. You are not obedient to the instructions of the Almighty God. So stop praying and be obedient. You know, there are people that they will pray, they will cast poverty, they will do all kinds of things, but they are not following instruction. They think they are too smart. They think that men of God wants their money. They think that men of God wants their resources. Hallelujah. But they don't understand. You have to be a covenant child for the covenant of the kingdom to back you up. You have to be a covenant child, and you are giving. Connect you with the covenant. Something has to be at the altar to speak for you. You know, our generation is too lazy. Our generation is too lazy. Our generation is too lazy. Do you know the kind of dedication your forefathers had in those altars of Baal? Do you know how much dedication they had in those demonic altars, those family altars? Do you know how much they were dedicated to them? Do you know that every year they had to slaughter some lamb for them? Do you know every time from time they had to kill for those altars? Do you know how much they were dedicated to those altars? That their parents that offered their children to those dark altars for prosperity, for wealth, and those altars are still speaking life because blood was shed for them. But you, as a child of God, you think you are any stake, you think you know it all, you are opposing the ways of God, you are opposing giving, you don't want to give your tithes, you don't want to give your offering, you don't want to bring anything before the altar of God, and you want to come out from the grips of poverty. How will you come out from the grips of poverty when nothing is speaking on your behalf in the altar of the Most High God? There are us to be something at the altar of the Most High, to fight with the altars of darkness that are opposing people, that in this home nobody will be rich, in this home children are going nowhere, in this home nobody is getting married, in this home nobody is growing. Because those altars of darkness, blood was shed on them, sacrifices were put on them. But you, what are you doing? What are you putting in the kingdom? What are you putting before the altar of God? What are you putting before the altar of God? What are you putting before the altar of God? And you shall go to the priest who is in office. Not just any man of God. You have to go to the priest, official priest, official man of God, official woman of God, who operate in office. Don't just go to that brother that just walks around here and there. You have to go to a real man of God. Your offering has to be dedicated to a real man of God. You know the reason why many of us are suffering, because we are giving our offering to diviners. We are giving our offering to false prophets. And that's why our finances are tied, because we are offering our offering to dark altars. And we don't know why, after you gave that man of God that offering, things are not working well in your life. Praise be to God. Because you went to the wrong person. You have to identify a priest in office at that time and say to him, I declare today to the Lord your God, Habashatarabasanda, that I have come into the land that the Lord swore to our fathers to give us. Then the priest shall take the basket from your hand and set it down before the altar of the Almighty God, before the altar of God. Why is your sacrifice? It's the hand of the priest that is supposed to gather your offering and bring it and put it at the altar of God. And why is it that your first fruits need to be at the altar? We know that the altar is the place where the fire burns. The altar is the place where God comes and consumes the sacrifices of his people. So when God comes, when people are worshiping God, when people are praying, and God sees your sacrifice, he will come and bring the sweet presence of God. He will come and burn your sacrifices and take it before the heaven, and he will put a seal onto your sacrifice, and nothing will be able to mess with you. Nothing will be able to mess with you. Nobody will be able to mess with you at that job, because something was put before the altar. It is the hand of the priest that bring it and put it at the altar. And it will speak a statement before heaven. It will speak a statement before demons. It will speak a statement before devil. It will rebuke the devourer. Any devourer that will want to come and mess with your finance, the Lord himself will rebuke those devourer. The Lord himself will rebuke those wrong foundation. The Lord himself will rebuke the spirit of poverty. The Lord himself will rebuke sickness. The Lord himself will rebuke infirmity in the name of Jesus. Because something was presented before the altar of God. Something was presented before the altar of God. And this was a practice that was supposed to be practiced every year. Glory be to Jesus. Glory be to Jesus. Glory be to Jesus. Hallelujah. Let's go to the book of Proverbs chapter 3 verse 9. The Bible says, honor the Lord with your wealth and with the first fruits of all your produce. Then your barns will be filled with plenty and your vats will be bursting with wine. Praise be to God. Walking in abundance. In other words, God will bless you with more to bless people. Praise be to God. Hallelujah. God will bring you out of the place of lack to the place of abundance when you honor the Lord with your wealth. When you honor the Lord with your resources, when you honor the Lord with your giving, when you honor the Lord with your produce, praise be to God, hallelujah. When you bring it before the Lord and say, Lord, I want to honor you. I want to honor you. I don't want to honor men. Praise be to God. Hallelujah. I want to honor you. Honor the Lord with your wealth and with the first fruits of all your produce. Hallelujah. Praise be to God. Mashakataraba Sande. And that's why I brought the clarity between first fruits and tithes. Hallelujah. Tithes is the 10% of your earnings. But the first fruits is what come out first. Hallelujah. Is the best of the best that you choose to give to God. Praise be to God. Hallelujah. You can choose to practice this too, and the heaven will back your life. Praise be to God. The heaven will back your life. The Bible says, and then your barns shall be filled with plenty. Your barns shall be filled with plenty. And that's why I say the first fruits open the doors for the rest. You know, sometimes God can open a door of a job. Hallelujah. Let me speak this to you. Sometimes God can open a door of a job. You have been calling God and you're saying, God, I'll give me a job. I've been unemployed for a while. But sometimes God intended to open more than one door. Praise be to God. Probably you applied to be a watchman, but God meant to make you a manager. Praise be to God. So what you are seeing is the door of a manager, the door of a watchman. Praise be to God. But behind the door of a watchman is the door of a manager, is the door of a CEO, is the door of a director. But you see, God will not make you see the other doors behind that front door, because he wants to see whether you are committed, whether you trust him, whether you obey his word, whether you will follow instruction. Praise be to God. So when you bring the first fruits, hallelujah, of the watchman job, hallelujah, God now will open the other doors of the manager, of the director, of the CEO. Things with promotion will begin to follow your life quickly, because the first fruit was presented before the Lord. So because the first fruit was presented before the Lord, any other door that was behind the first door will now be opened wide, and things will begin to enter your life. And that's why the Bible says your barns shall be filled. But you see, the barns can be filled with more than one fruit. Praise be to God. In other words, your life will begin to be filled with other resources that you have never imagined, with other things that you have never imagined you could have, because the first door was blessed. The rest of the doors will be automatically be opened. Praise be to Jesus. Hallelujah. And this is the secret. And that's why you may find that somebody might have gotten a job and they remain in the same place 10 years, 15 years, the same title, no promotion, no demotion, because they God opened one door and they were satisfied with one door. Don't get satisfied with one door, praise be to God, because it shows that you are not appreciative enough. You don't love God enough. You don't appreciate God enough, praise be to God. But when you appreciate God, when you are heart is thankful, when you offer God a sacrifice of thanksgiving, is now able to show himself strong, is now able to show, okay, now you trust me, now I will open the doors that you have never thought. You know, Solomon went before the Lord and said, Father, all I need is wisdom. But because of the kind of offering that Solomon brought before the altar of God, Solomon broke the record. The Bible said the altar could not contain the blood. It overwhelmed the altar.
until the glory came in, the Shekinah glory, the cloud glory came in upon the altar. And the Bible said the priest could not minister no more because the glory filled the house. And that night God appeared to Solomon, and God asked Solomon, what do you need from me? And Solomon say, I need wisdom to lead this great multitude of people. Praise be to God. And the Lord say, I will not only give you wisdom, but I will give you understanding and wealth. Praise be to God. So God gave him things that he never asked of. So there are things that we never ask of that are behind the door of the first fruit. And if you fail to give the first fruit, it means you have locked those doors of the things that you have never asked God to give you. But yet as a father, he desires to give them to you. Praise be to God. But because your heart is not right, but because your heart is not full of gratitude, but because your heart is not thankful enough, the Lord will minch his hand. Even when his hand was already open, praise be to God, the Lord will close that hand back. Praise be to God, because he blessed you with what you ask for, but you failed to give your first fruit. Some people have failed even to give their tithe. Since the Lord gave them their job, they have never paid tithe. Praise be to God. They have never paid tithe. They have been in the grace period. Praise be to God. They have failed to honor God with their tithes. Praise be to Jesus. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Honor the Lord with your wealth and with the first fruits of all your produce. Then your barns shall be filled with plenty, and your vast will be bursting with wine. Next time we will talk. Hallelujah. Next time we are going to talk about tithes. But today I wanted to lay focus on the power of first fruits. Hallelujah. Don't close those doors that you have not seen. Hallelujah. Because the way the Father thinks is beyond the way we think. There are things that God already knows you need that you have never asked of. So when he gives you what you have asked of, make sure that you give your first fruit back. Praise be to God. Hallelujah. And when you give your first fruit back, God will make sure that those things that you have never asked of, but yet you will need in your life, he shall release them. He shall provide. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Hakashiba ratabasanta labakoto zokoto robozanda. Meketeleta tatabasatura bakatalabazanda. Mokozike teribasando dobozike delekataya. Manto dobozande deketelekatada dabaza. Mente dekendo dolobozaki eshatarabazanda. Father, I thank you for your word. I thank you for your word is powerful. I thank you for your word is able to transform us. I thank you for your word is that is able to heal us. I thank you for your word that is able to take us from grace to grace. And Father, I surrender this spoken word before you, that Father, this word will move across the nation, healing the lands of the nation, breaking the yoke of poverty, delivering the captives in the name of Jesus, healing nation, healing lands, healing hearts, healing families, in the mighty name of Jehovah. Father, I release your glory, I release your power, I release your anointing upon the spoken word, that it shall go out and fulfill the purpose in which you send it. As your word says, O Jehovah Adonai, that Father, you watches over the words of your servant to fulfill them. And Father, I pray in the name of Jesus that whoever will abide with this teaching, their lives will never be the same. Whoever take upon this teaching and follow the mighty Jehovah, their lives will never be the same. The word of God will manifest in their lives, will manifest in their ministry, will manifest in their children, will manifest in their destiny in the name of Jesus. And the yokes will be broken, poverty will be broken, limitations will be broken in the mighty name of Jesus. For you are the Lord that abides with your word. You are true with your word. And Father, I stand as a priest in the house of God, and I pray in the name of Jesus that every first fruit that will be brought upon this altar will awaken such a mighty and a mighty harvest, will awaken such a mighty breakthrough in people's homes, in people's houses, in people's family, in the mighty name of Jehovah, that they will see the hand of God, they will see the miracle hand of God, they will see the hand of provision. Heaven will open on their behalf in the name of Jesus. Whatever they do shall be protected in the name of Jesus. Whatever they do shall be multiplied in the name of Jesus. Doors will be opened unto them in the name of Jesus. Reba shakatala bazandi mento zukatala biente kalana mando zokotoro bozani akite lende riba satara bazaya. I thank you for your word. I thank you for your word is powerful, Lord. I thank you for your word is able to change generations. I thank you for your word is able to create things that are not as if they are. Abakatu zande lete te marani matuzike teke legene mata bavite telekadada bazanda mazuka teri adama zanta likata mata balite teri da barani mata taka telekata mente bezende deke te lekia yenge dele barana manto zoko tozagi abata na malani katika lekete yenge dele bazanda diba zota rabasaya. Father, I thank you, I worship you, I bless you, for your word is powerful. I bless you, for your word is like a two double-edged sword, piercing the bones and the marrows. May this word pierce our hearts, may this word pierce our minds and do the changes. May this word renew our mind to abide with covenant, to be abide with the covenant in your word, the covenant in your word. Hallelujah, glory be to Jesus. Hakata rabasandi mento zaladanda baraki teteledea mantala bazaki telekonda dalabada manta de bakando donobozante teketea mente telenende de barita talabazandi. I thank you for your word is life. I thank you for your word is speaking breakthrough. I thank you for your word is healing our soul, is healing our families, healing our children. I thank you, mighty God, for the power in your word. Oh bozike tele debara manta balite telebarani mokota tarabakashi adada okono mahanta dekatile dedeya mantele kanda dikatarabasanda libarani akatala bazande dekeshe dedeya okoto dobababa sante dele babara manta dabazike tele kadada dada manta bazende Dekende. Let this word move across the nation. Let this teaching move across the land, move across the nation, move across ethnic community, move across every disease, every nation, every continent, in the name of Jesus. Father, I pray, send forth this word with power. Oba sakatalaba, oba sibarita babababosa, menge de lenga katalaba zande, that there will be miracles, signs and wonders that will accompany this teaching. Things will happen in an unusual way. Uzabara tabazuzie shia da 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 da. Uzia barada bakando topozia kata. Ubazaka la bazize bazia. Ubazide boza baladi. Ubazizizizaziza. Ubazizizizizi. 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 Ubazi. Wherever this word will go, lives will be changed. Wherever this word will go, ubazakata, regions will be transformed, cities will be transformed, villages will turn into big harvests. Makatara basate rekaduza manda da balate te manda bakatala tututuro bayadi de ubarabatala bako dodo baradia kondodo baradia ukota da balata tatata menteke lekatora basanda la bakatere abadu warabasande lekotoro baradi amanto do barata bakatele kodoya abatara bakotoro bakaria dabara abatara bakoro bakaria baraba mandara bakura basandele bakotara basande abie te reba santo robozaya. I give you praise, salabasande reba baba bosokotoro bosaya manta tele keteri dadabazanda. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. We are going to pray for our giving. Hallelujah. If the Lord leads you to give, you are more than welcome. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Seteriba satorobo sanda. Siketeriribu sanda. Zobo si peririribu sata. Matalababu siketeriribu santarababu saya. Manta talabasanteriribu siketeriribu sanda. Riba baba baba babu sokotorobo santarababu siketeriri. If the Lord leads you to give, those are the information you can be able to stand with this ministry. Hallelujah. If you want to connect with this ministry, if this word is teaching that the Lord has spoken to us, hallelujah, you can be able to give through PayPal or through Cash App or through Zelle. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, I've posted the information there. Hallelujah. If you want to stand with what we are doing for the Lord, hallelujah, because the harvest is plenty but the laborers are few. Hallelujah. If you are a child of God and you want to stand with the covenant of the kingdom, you want to support what God is doing here on earth, I adjure you to be part of what the Lord is doing by supporting and standing with the kingdom of God, and your life shall never be the same again in Jesus' name. Father Lord, I lift up the giving of this house, I lift up the first fruits, I lift up the tithes, the offering, oh God, that have been presented before restoration of the tent of David. I present them before the altar of the living God. Father, I pray, mighty Jehovah God, release your blessing, release your fire of fruitfulness, release your fire of multiplication, release your fire of filling up, release your fire of protection in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. That Father, in the name of Jesus, I pray, bless the sacrifices of your people, bless their first fruits, bless their giving, bless their tithes in the name of Jesus. Father, I pray that the hand that giveth shall never lend in the name of Jesus. That I pray, mighty Jehovah God, that the seed that they are giving right now will become a seed to their children, as the Bible say that Levi gave tithe through the bosom of Abraham. I pray in the name of Jesus that the seed that they are giving today will speak volume on behalf of their children, on behalf of their family, that their children shall never beg for bread, as it is written, I've been old, but I've been young, and now I am old. I have never seen the children of the righteous begging for bread. In the name of Jesus, Father, I pray in the name of Jesus that their generation shall never beg for bread. Their generation shall not die in poverty, in the mighty name of Jehovah, because the yoke of poverty is defeated by the revelation of the word of God. The yoke of poverty is defeated. The yoke of premature deaths is defeated. The yoke of limitations are defeated. The yoke of barrenness are defeated by the revelation of the word of God. And Father, I release the fire of fruitfulness. I release the fire of multiplication. I release the fire of multiplication of grace, multiplications of favor in the mighty name of Jehovah. That Father, I pray, bless your people. Bless your people. Be gracious to your people in the name of Jesus. Cause your face to shine upon your children in the mighty name of Jesus. Keep them away from any harm. Keep them away from any pandemic. Keep them away from any infirmity. Keep them away from anything that lurks nearby them to steal what belongs to them. Father, I pray from today you shall rebuke the devourer on their behalf. From today, the devil will not touch their children. The devil will not touch their job. The devil will not touch what belongs to them. And Father, I pray, whatever the devil has touched but belong to them, today I release the authority of God for it to be returned in the name of Jesus. Even that job they had lost, I release authority of God for that job to return back to them. That item they had lost, I release the authority of God to return that item back to them. That gift they have lost, I release the authority of God to return that gift back to them in the
the name of Jesus. Today, the labor of their hands are blessed. Their feet is blessed. Their face is blessed. Their hands are blessed. Their children are blessed. Their marriages are blessed. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, they shall be the head and never the tail. They shall eat the good of the land. Their children shall possess the gates of their enemies. In the mighty name of Jesus, say Baratala, Manta di Ketele Katia Sandala Bazandi, Reba Satarabakozia, O Barataba Zandele Keteri Rabasaya. Father, we give you praise, we give you honor, we give you adoration. Hallelujah. For what you have done, hallelujah. We give you glory, we give you glory. Ozi keteri rabasanda lababosi, akine nene masanta labakondo robosi, reta tarabasata rabakoro bozane, mente kendele de bazanto robozaya, manta kalada baziketeri bazanda di ketelede, manta barika tarabasaya. I want us to take a few moments to play for every member, for every man of God, for every assembly that is connected with restoration of the tent of David. I want to pray for the pastors of this house. I want to pray for growth of this ministry. I want to pray, Rekabasande. I want you to lift up your hand and pray for the ministries that are connected with this house, that they shall fulfill the purposes of the Lord, that they shall prosper, they shall be fruitful, they shall multiply, they shall plant more bodies in the name of Jesus. Rekatarabasande. I want her to lift, 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 lift every leader. Lift every member, lift every man of God, lift every woman of God in the name of Jesus. Sikatarada, manta baleke teriada, manta bareke teri bazande, manta bareke teri basaya, manta bareke teri kata, manta bareke teri dere, manta bareke tekelea. Father, I commit every member, every leader, oh kosa kataya, that is connected with this house. Father, I pray for your anointing, oh kosha darada, pour a fresh anointing upon their lives, pour fresh gifts upon their life. Release your hand of favor. May favor be their portion, may grace be their portion, may affliction be their portion. May they arise to fulfill their destiny in the mighty name of Jehovah. I pray for divine help, I pray for long life, I pray, oh God, that they will eat the good of the land. I release the hand of God to be upon their lives. I release the hand of God to bring healing. I release the hand of God to bring favor. I release the hand of God to bring appreciation. I release the hand of God to open doors of ministry, to open resources that are needed, oh God. As your word says, silver and gold belongs to me, says the Lord. And Father, you will say that the latter glory shall be greater than the former. Mighty God, I pray for silver and gold to be released for the workmanship of your house. I pray, mighty God, where silver and gold is needed, I pray that the heaven will back this ministry in the name of Jesus. I pray that the heaven will back this ministry. I pray the heaven will back this ministry. I pray the heaven will back this house. I pray for silver and gold to be unleashed to accomplish the will and the purposes of God upon this house, upon this ministry, in the name of Jesus. Manta balekete, manta barika taraba sande, okuja barani, apata pasia, manta kalekete, manta barita, manta bakia, manta barani. Father, we commit all the plans we have, oh Father. We commit all the plans to build your sanctuary across the nations. Oh mashikeria dada, we commit them in your heavenly hands. That Father, open the resources, open the grace, open the favor, open the anointing that is needed to accomplish your task in the name of Jesus. That bless your people, protect your people, cover your people in the name of Jesus. Sita rabashanda, leta tabasata rabashia, okotorobo sanda di barada. Put a testimony in the mouth of your people, Father. Put a testimony in the mouth of your people, for victory belongs to us. Hallelujah, glory, glory to Jesus. Hallelujah, thank you, Father, for it is done. Thank you, Lord, for it is done. Take thank you for you are taking us to a new level. Thank you, Jehovah. Habasati, Habasaka Lagadia, Hakuna Manta de Barita, Mantaladi, Manta Baride, Akanda da Bazando do Bariti, Akataraba Sate Rebozana, Mantele Katana Mazando, Abakati de Jandalida, Mende de Katana Mazande de Katiri de Biende, Akatalada Bazande de Keteriada. We give you glory, we give you honor, we give you adoration. Hallelujah. Who is like thee, the King of glory? Who is like thee, the Alpha and the Omega? Receive our thanksgiving today. Receive our honor today. Receive our praise today. O basata la barari, manta de katia dadaya, yengalengene katala bazandi, abatata bazi katala kade, abatata zaki zengedea, manta barata bazende, abata la kataya da barite, manta basite tele katia, manta da bakatile katara basanda, makuzi ekende dekelea. Rebasata da okotoro bosanda libatara basande abata la bakuria bayande tekeshia dada. Father, we cover our marriages, we cover our children, we cover our family with the blood of Jesus. Any veil that is covering the face of our family member is broken in the name of Jesus. I speak unity in our homes, I speak peace in our homes, I speak love in our